from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
How many of you have a Worship One hymnal? I do. And we're going to explore this rare find here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, back after having to refurbish his windows, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Eagle Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the 14th week of Ordinary Time, the 8th week after Pentecost, and our 139th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. First of all, my apologies for the lapse in between Christos Vincit TV 6 and today's show. My computer had some species of virus. I don't know what the hell this thing is called, but let me describe it to you, okay? Now, for those who use Windows, you've probably heard of the Windows Security Center, which is normally a legitimate application from Microsoft. It comes as standard equipment with Windows XP. I have XP with Service Pack 2. Now, this virus comes disguised as a Windows Security Center. And what it does is it pops up an ad for every page you surf. What's worse is when you do a search, whether it's via Yahoo or Google, I'm a diehard Yahoo man, by the way, all your hits show properly on the search results page, but when you go to click on it, it redirects you to more goofy ad pages. It wouldn't let me do a system restore, so I landed up reinstalling Windows. Nearly all my files that I had created have just been recovered. Now, that's a good thing, of course. It took me a while to find out where they are. Okay, when I reinstalled the Windows, I did find the partition that had my files. So I managed to recover them all at this point. That's a good thing. Meanwhile, if I ever run into a windfall, ha! And I might just heed to my son Chris's advice and go Mac. You know, he keeps telling me, once you go Mac, you'll never go back. He may be right. Another bit of great news. My daughter Brittany and the all-star softball team that she plays on will be on a regional tournament this weekend in Lowell, Massachusetts. They earned the invitation by finishing second in the Rhode Island State Tournament. I may try to do an audio podcast of one of her games. It all depends on the field and if I can get the opponent's rosters and such. So there are no promises. But I mean, just picture this, okay?
Crystal's Vintage Sports presents coverage of the New England Redneck Regional 10 and Under Girls Softball Tournament. Brought to you by beer, the official drink of Seamus O'Reilly. And by Windows. If it's made on a crappy PC, it must be Windows.
It's got a pretty cool ring to it, huh? anyways, no promises. All right. Oh, and by the way, it was Brittany's coach that came up with the name Redneck Regionals. Also, I got a nice number of birthday greetings from Facebook last week from viewers, listeners, blog readers, etc. Some by card, which is done by Facebook, and many others on my wall. Thank you very, very much for those. Now, I have a question that's been driving me absolutely bonkers for the past month and a half.
What is it with these extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion lately?
You see, when I made my first communion, we're talking 1971 here, right? Receiving Jesus on the tongue was the only way to fly. Now, let's fast forward to my teenage years. Around my teenage years, I think it was around 1980-ish, I'm not sure. But about that time, it was finally announced that Holy Communion could be received in the hand as an option now. However, on the tongue is still the standard procedure. Now, the problem I'm getting lately, because I'm a tongue man myself, I prefer to put Jesus on my tongue, okay? The problem I've been getting, and this has only been for the past month and a half or so, is that when I go to receive communion, I have my tongue prepared as I approach the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. And he or she still tries to place Jesus into my folded hands as if receiving on the tongue is out of the question. I land up having to bring my tongue down to them. And the funny thing is, Most of these extraordinary ministers in question have been receiving Holy Communion probably a lot longer than I have. Now, Pope Benedict XVI distributes communion on the tongue only, and the people are kneeling as they receive. Priests, deacons, and seminarians, on the other hand, at least get it. In fact, I try to seat myself where the center is in hopes that the priest will be working my line. After all, the priest is the ordinary minister of Holy Communion. Unfortunately, I don't always get that lucky, though last weekend I did receive from a seminarian who gets it. So please, all you extraordinary ministers out there, if I have to approach one of you, please, 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 place Jesus on my tongue. Don't try to put him in my hands because they will remain folded until Mass is over. Thank you. I've decided to change our Feast for the Week segment into a Feast of the Month segment. So it is a once-a-month thing now, starting with today's show. And yes, you'll still get to hear our good friends, the Jungle Screechers. Matter of fact, here they are now. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February alone and what did Skip it. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Starting with today's show, I decided to do something a little different and do a monthly segment on the solemnities, feasts, memorials, doubles, commemorations, and whatnot for each month instead of for each week. Now, one of the reasons for my decision is because it often happens that some feasts are celebrated in the calendars according to both forms, ordinary and extraordinary, but they don't always fall on the same date. Sometimes they are a day or two apart, sometimes a week, sometimes more. So, let's take a look at what's in store for July 2008. And we start with Precious Blood, extraordinary form, July 1st, first class. As you many probably already know, this feast and Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, which falls on the Thursday after Trinity Sunday in the extraordinary form, are combined in the ordinary form as the body and blood of Christ. Now, what we are celebrating now in the ordinary form is an optional memorial, Blessed Junipero Serra. July 2nd, Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the extraordinary form, Feast of the Second Class. In the ordinary form, this is celebrated on May 31st. Also, as a low mass commemoration on July 2nd, we have St. Processus and Martinianus. July 3rd, in the extraordinary form, St. Irenaeus. That's a feast of the third class. And in the ordinary form, on the same date, St. Thomas the Apostle. And that's a feast. St. Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal, is celebrated as an optional memorial on July 4th in the ordinary form. And in July 8th, in the extraordinary form, as a third class. Also in the ordinary form on July 4th, the Mass for Public Needs for Independence Day. St. Anthony Mary Zakaria, on July 5th, third class in the extraordinary form, and an optional memorial in the ordinary form. Also on July 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, in the ordinary form, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. Normally, you would also see this in the ordinary, in the extraordinary form. However, there are other feasts that override it. July 7th, in the extraordinary form, St. Cyril and Methodius, third class. July 9th, in the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Augustine Zhao Rong and his companions. July 10th, in the extraordinary form, third class, seven holy brothers and saints Rufina and Secunda. On July 11th, in the extraordinary form, there was a low mass commemoration, St. Pius I. And in the ordinary form, a memorial, St. Benedict. July 12th, in the extraordinary form, St. John Gualbert. And that's a third class. And a low mass commemoration on that date also, Saints Nabor and Felix. St. Bonaventure, July 14th in the extraordinary form, third class, and July 15th in the ordinary form as a memorial. On July 14th in the ordinary form is Blessed Kateri Tekakwika, and that is a memorial. July 15th in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Henry the Emperor. July 16th, low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form and an optional memorial in the ordinary form, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. July 17th, a low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form for St. Alexis. On the 18th, in the extraordinary form, third class, and in the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Camillus de Lellis. Also on July 18th, a low mass commemoration for St. Symphorosa and her seven sons. July 19th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Vincent de Paul, also my wife's birthday. July 21st, St. Lawrence of Brindisi is celebrated in the third class in the extraordinary form and an optional memorial in the ordinary form. Also in the extraordinary form, on July 21st, there is a low mass commemoration for St. Proxedes. On July 22nd, third class in the extraordinary form, memorial in the ordinary form, St. Mary Magdalene. Now, third class in the extraordinary form on the 23rd, St. Apollinaris. And in the ordinary form on that same day, optional memorial, St. Bridget of Sweden. Also on the 23rd, a low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form, St. Laborious. On the 24th, low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form, St. Christina. And in the ordinary form, an optional memorial, St. Charbel Malclough. St. James the Apostle is celebrated on the 25th in both forms, in the extraordinary form, second class, and in the ordinary form, a feast. Now, on the 25th, also in the extraordinary form, there was a low mass commemoration for St. Christopher. On the 26th of July, second class in the extraordinary form, St. Anne, Mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, in the ordinary form, both of Mary's parents are celebrated, St. Joachim and Anne, and that's a memorial. On the 28th, third class, extraordinary form, Saints Nazarius, Celsus, Victor I, and Innocent I. On the 29th, third class in the extraordinary form and a memorial in the ordinary form, St. Martha. Also on the 29th, a low mass commemoration, Saints Felix, Simplicius, Faustinus, and Beatrice. On the 30th, a low mass commemoration, Saints Abdon and Senin. And in the ordinary form, an optional memorial, St. Peter Chrysogolos. And finally, the 31st of July, St. Ignatius of Loyola, third class in the extraordinary form, and a memorial in the ordinary form. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Painted Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, before we take off for the weekend, let's check out our Christus Vincit Anywhere suggestion box for the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And let's start with our introit of the day. We have in the Graduale Romanum two options for the introit. The first one, Dum clamarem ad Dominum, exaudivit vocem meam, ab his qui opproprin quant mihi, et humiliavit eos, qui est ante secula, et manet in aeternum. Iacta cogitatum tuum in domino, et ipse te enutriet. Somus, exaudi dominus orationem meam, et ne despexeris deprecationem meam. Intendi mihi, et exaudi me. When I cried out to the Lord, he heeded my call against my assailants. He who is before the beginning of the world, and who endures forever, has humbled them. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Psalm. Hear my prayer, O God, and despise not my supplication. Be attentive to me, and hear me. Now the last sentence in that antiphon here leads me to the beautiful anthem, Cast Your Burden Upon the Lord, by Felix Mendelssohn. It is this anthem, by the way, from which the hymn tune Munich is based. It's quite nice. The last choir I directed sang this last September. The Centroid, by the way, is a passage from Psalm 55, or in the Vulgate, 54. The second introit option. Ego autem cum justitia apparebo in conspectu tuo. Satiabor dum manifestabitur gloria tua. Salmus. Exaudi domine justitia meam, intende deprecationem meam. As for me, I will appear before you in righteousness. I will be satisfied when your glory is made manifest. Psalm. Give heed, O Lord, to my righteousness. Be attentive to my supplication. And this is from Psalm 17, or in the Vulgate or Douay Rhymes, 16. Now, those who are using the lectionary option for the responsorial psalm and alleluia, let's start with the psalm. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest, and this goes with verses from Psalm 65, or in the Vulgate, 64. And much of this psalm alludes to the hymn, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, which utilizes the tune, Wie lieblich ist der mein. There are some hymnals that print this gorgeous piece. For example, We Celebrate, most current edition, has it at number 949. And the latest edition of Journey Songs has it at number 510. And then for those who are using the lectionary option for the Alleluia as well, the verse is, The seed is the word of God, Christ is the sower. All who come to him will have life forever. And now for those using the Graduale option, the gradual, Custodi me, Domine, et pupilam oculi, sub umbra alarum tuarum protege me. De vultu tuo judicium meum prodeat, oculi tui videat equitatem. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Shield me under the shadow of your wings. Let judgment in my favor come forth from your presence. May your eyes discern what is right. And this is yet another set of verses from Psalm 17 or Vulgate 16. And don't let the word wings fool you into reverting to something like eagle's wings. The Alleluia from the Graduale. Te decet hymnus Deus in Sion, et tibi redetur votum in Jerusalem. It is fitting, O God, to sing to you in Sion, and our vows shall be carried out for you in Jerusalem. And this is the second verse of Psalm 65, or 64 Vulgate. Offertory. Ad te Domine levavi anima meam, Deus meus in te confido non erubescam. Neque eridiat me inimici mei, et denem universi qui te expectat non confundentur. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. I place my trust in you, O my God. Let me not be put to shame. Do not let my enemies laugh at me, for those who wait for you will not be disappointed. And this is from Psalm 25, or 24 in the Vulgate. And by the way, this is the same offertory appointed for the first Sunday of Advent. Now, we also have two options for the communion proper of the day. We'll start with the first one. Pace invenit sibi domum, et tutu nidum ubi reponat pulos suos. Altaria tua Domine virtutum, rex meus et Deus meus. Beati qui habitat in domo tua, in saeculum saeculi laudabum te. The sparrow has found herself a home, and a turtle dove in a nest in which to lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. They shall praise you forever and ever. This passage comes from Psalm 84 or 83 in the Vulgate, and we do have a couple of allusions here, one hymn and one responsory. The hymn, How Blessed Is This Place, O Lord, which can be found in some of the later GIA hymnals with the tune O Wally Wally. The responsory, How Lovely Is Your Dwelling Place, O Lord of Hosts. And there are two settings of this. One in the worship hymnals, and we'll be talking about these shortly. There's the Gelinau Psalm setting with the antiphon by Dom Anthony Gregory Murray. And in the People's Mass book, there is a setting by Jan Vermolst, which is equally good. The second communion option. Qui manducat carnem meam, et bibit sanguinem meam, in me manet, et ego in eo dici Dominus. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him, says the Lord. Taken from John 6, which has a tendency of leaning towards the usuals, eat this bread, and I am the bread of life. I tolerate those two, however, stay away from something like you and I are the bread of life, whatever you do. Finally, check out Contica Nova's planning pages for a truckload of additional hymns suitable for this day. We'll leave a link in today's show notes. Don't touch that mouse. And now for a miscellaneous outburst. Kumbaya, my Lord. The body of Christ. Kumbaya. Amen. Unfold your hands, please. I can't. I epoxy them together before Mass, and it's guaranteed to last the entire length of Mass. Back in May, a good friend of mine came over to return some books that he borrowed from me, and he gave me a few extra goodies of his own. Some more organ books, copy of a couple of older hymnals, and one hymnal I haven't seen in about 18 years. Worship. Now, this isn't the worship hymnal that you see in the pews these days. That's actually Worship 3rd Edition. That's the latest edition of Worship published in 1986, with the lectionary section revised to comply with the changes made in 1997. This is the edition that's simply dubbed Worship 3. No, this isn't the Worship 2 hymnal that's still sitting in a handful of pews either. That was 1975. So what could this be? Well, yes, Virginia, there is an original worship hymnal. Its official title is simply Worship. It was published in 1971 by GIA Publications, which not long before was known as the Gregorian Institute of America. We, who have been long experienced in Worship 2 and Worship 3, have simply dubbed this hymnal known as Worship as Worship 1. So that said, let's begin our series exploring Worship 1. Okay. Now, just like Worship 2, the hymn section is first. However, these are actually arranged by season and topic like Worship 3 as opposed to alphabetical like Worship 2. Now, you're going to see some hymns in there that actually appear in the later editions. Some of them don't. Some of them you wish kind of stayed. Some of them you kind of thank God are gone in the later editions. It's kind of a mix. On the most part, it's pretty traditional, but you still have a few goofy pieces here and there. But then I could say the same thing about Worship 2 and Worship 3. Its basic thing was to have a hymnal, probably to compete with, we'll say, our Parish Praise and Sings in the People's Mass book at that time, in a world where missalettes were the popular thing. You know, at that time, missalettes were a popular thing. So you have the hymn section first. Now, the first three are very standard, okay? On Jordan's bank, come Lord and tarry not, and come thou long expected Jesus. Now, the only thing different about come thou long expected Jesus in the worship one is that it uses the tune Stuttgart, which is the same tune that's used in Worship 3. However, in Worship 2, it uses Jefferson, which is an early American tune. Number 4 is Wake, O Wake, for Night is Flying. It looks to be the same translation that's in Worship 2. They used a different translation altogether in Worship 3. And they used the actual metrical version of the tune Wacket auf in this particular hymnal, as opposed to Worship 2, they used a more rhythmic version. Number 5, O come Emmanuel, that's standard just about anywhere. Number 6, from heaven high I come to you. Now, of course, the other two hymnals have from heaven above and from heaven high I come to earth. Now, 7, good Christian men rejoice, pretty much standard. 8, unto us a boy is born, that one also appears in Worship 2. Number 9, how brightly shines the morning star, as opposed to Worship 2 and Worship 3 having how brightly beams the morning star. A little bit different. O Little Town of Bethlehem, very much standard. Silent Night very much, Dan. And we look at number 12 here, O Come All Ye Faithful. This one has the four English verses that are in its successive versions. However, in Worship 1, there's only the one Latin verse, the Adeste Fideles verse. In Worship 2, they put in two Latin verses. And then in Worship 3, of course, they put all four of these verses in Latin. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, pretty much standard in all the editions, the first Noel, which didn't make the cut into Worship 2 but got into Worship 3, well, this one made it into Worship 1. And now we run into the first of goofy folk songs that are in this book. All right. This one is by Thomas Belt called Love Divine. And it's just one of those really goofy melodies. And you can usually tell these, they have the guitar chords and everything. What Child Is This? Pretty much standard. Except one thing that's different in this version of What Child Is This, instead of having this is Christ the King as the refrain, you actually have the other two verses, Nail, Spear Shall Pierce Him Through, and then it'll raise the song on high. I like them both ways. Actually, I like it with the extra text, really. Joy to the World is in there, intact. Hark the Heralds, Angels Sing, Angels We Have Heard on High, both standard hymns. What I noticed on these is these were raised to the key of G, a little bit higher than usual. Usually both of these are in F. It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Oh, and here we go. We have another goofy song. Matter of fact, this is the same composer, by the way, Thomas Belt. Break Open. And this is a real goofy melody. Let All Together Praise Our God. This shows up in Worship 2. Didn't make the cut in Worship 3. Now, here's a funny title if I ever saw one with a pretty hideous melody, too. Run to Meet Christ. Run! Of course, what do you want from a couple of Franciscan nuns in 1969? A real hymn? God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And notice this is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and not the version you're about to hear right now.
God rest you merry, everyone, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
Thank God you won't hear that one anytime soon. Okay, next we have Away in a Manger, and this is the tune that I really like, by the way, the one by William Kirkpatrick. A child is born in Bethlehem, and its Latin counterpart, Puer Natus in Bethlehem. And this is the same translation that has been in Worship 2 and Worship 3 as well. Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, nice epiphany hymn. As With Gladness, Men of Old. And this one is raised to A-flat, believe it or not. Same tune, Dix. Earth Has Many a Noble City, which made it into Worship 2 as well, but was dropped in 3. We Three Kings of Orient Are. Okay, now we go into the Lent section now, where we have Pace Domine, antiphon only. They didn't start adding verses until Worship 3. Throughout these 40 days, O Lord. Of course, in the successor editions, it was Lord who threw out these 40 days. The glory of these 40 days, same as it's always been with the tune Erhalt uns Herr. Here they use the alternate name Spires. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? A southern tune. 40 days and 40 nights, standard. Same with What Wondrous Love Is This, and that's in a higher key than normal as well. All glory, Lord, and honor. And this uses the three straightforward verse version as opposed to having the All Glory, Lord, and Honor first two lines as the first two lines of every verse. Ah, Holy Jesus. Now this one, although it carries the 4-4 signature, you see pretty much straight quarter notes on the most part instead of what you would find in Worship 2, which was like, Ah, Holy Jesus, how hast thou offended? This one is really straight. Ah, Holy Jesus, how hast thou offended? And it's got fermatas all over the place, too. Oh, Sacred Head Surrounded, always good to see that one intact. Were you there? I'm a sucker for a good spiritual. Were you there is a good spiritual. And then we get into this one here. Number 41. Foot Washing Song. Words and music by Shirley Lewis Brown, it says here. Put on the apron of humility. Serve your brother, wash his feet. Hey, a sneak preview of what was to come later on with all this social justice jargon, right? And what they did in this one, they took this hideous folk melody for a refrain, and then they wrote the verses, made the verses look like a Jeannot psalm to kind of make it look good, but it really wasn't written that way. And then there's another one. By their fruits ye shall know them, by John Wilkes. No, not John Wilkes Booth. Can men gather grapes from thorns or figs from the thistle stem? No word of a lie. This is the words on this one. He that has ears, let him hear. By their fruits ye shall know them. Ugh. The strife is o'er. Absolutely. I know that my Redeemer lives. Absolutely. You can tell we're in the Easter season here. Risen is Christ. Number 45. And these are the same two nuns that gave us Run to Meet Christ in the Christmas section. Jesus Christ is risen today. That one's a must. Christ the Lord is risen today using the tune Landfair. Also a must. And then we have here another goofy folk song called The New Morn. The sun came over the mountain. Songs of joy we sing today. Now here's one that I really like. And you're going to find three such things like this. These Hungarian melodies that were later arranged by Virginia Bogdan Pedos back in the early 60s. Now, she actually wrote the text on this one. This one is simply titled Alleluia Song. All right. And it starts out, Alleluia, Alleluia, ye redeemed in thanks unite. And it's a really good Easter text in here. Worship 2 has a similar pattern, but it's Alleluia, Alleluia, praise the Lord, his glory show. And using the text from a Charles Wesley hymn, Praise the Lord, His Glory Show, which is based on Psalm 150. Be joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen, of course. The Day of Resurrection, set to the tune Elecombe. Excellent text with an excellent tune. Why it was dropped in future editions, I don't know. Sing with all the sons of glory, very standard. At the Lamb's High Feast, we sing, very standard. Ye sons and daughters, also very standard. The only thing is, they're missing quite a few verses. All those verses from the gospel about the doubting Thomas was missing. And then we have here number 55, another goofy folk melody called Resurrection. 56, ye watchers and ye holy one, hail the day to see him rise is 57. Hail thee festival day is 58. Very standard. 59, the God of Abraham praise. And it also appears as God of Abraham praise in worship 3. But in worship 2, they used praise to the living God. 60, come Holy Ghost. 61, come down all love divine. Both standard in all the hymnals. Holy Spirit, truth divine. And this is 5 short verses of 7777 poetic meter. Lou Trenchard is the tune name on this one, traditional English melody. And this one, I wish they would have kept. And then you have one called A New Song. Now, this is not like sing a new song or anything like that. This is simply called A New Song. This is in the Pentecost section. Joy, joy, joy is our song. Spirit of the Lord, come down. Love, love, love over wrong. Spirit of the Lord, come down. Hey. I told you, I had some bad stuff back then, too. Wow. Veni Creator Spiritus, however, it was relegated to one verse. Oh, Holy Spirit, come to us. This appears in the People's Mass book as well. This, I wish they would have kept. This is Talus's Ordinal is the tune on this one, common meter. Let all on earth their voices raise. And I really like this one. I like the tune. The only thing I found with this, all right, is when you sing the first line of that, it'll make you want to sing the rest of it to Lasst uns erfreuen, as in all creatures of our God and King. Praise to God for all the blessings. This one is very good melody. Not a bad text, except for maybe the use of the word Yahweh in verse 2. That might have some people questioning. Now, from what I can remember, Yahweh, or its original form, YHWH, is a forbidden name of sorts. I got to research that a little bit more. 68, from all that dwell below the skies. For the beauty of the earth, 69, 70, thou thank we all are God. Holy God, we praise thy name is 71. And then 72, we have another one of those Hungarian mass songs, which was later translated and arranged by Virginia Pedos. Almost holy, one and only. Almost holy, one and only. Very good tune here. O God, our help in ages past, 73. 74, Father, we praise thee, now the night is over. And these are all standard. Sing praise to God who reigns above is 75. And then after that, 76, O Holy Lord by All Adored, which has the same tune as Sing Praise to God who reigns above. They used contrasting keys here, though. In 75, it was in D, and 76, it was in C. 77, God my King, thy might confessing, which also made it into worship 2. 78, there's a wideness in God's mercy, albeit missing a verse. 79, immortal, invisible, God only wise. And then finally, number 80, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now, this one was done a little bit different from most hymnals at that time. Most hymnals were either taking all people that on earth do dwell and putting praise God from whom all blessings flow maybe as a sixth verse or maybe an alternate fifth, like Worship 2 and Worship 3 did. Or like the Missalettes were doing at that time, and OCP still does it, is have praise God from whom all blessings flow and have the verses from all the 12 below the skies. Well, here you have praise God from whom all blessings flow, and then three verses from all people that on earth do dwell underneath that. So that's a little bit different. So what we're going to do, this segment's gotten quite long, and next week's show, we are going to start with number 81 and work our way towards the end of the hymn section. And now here's our musical guest, Joel Abrahamson. Joel Abrahamson, Toccata in 7 by John Rutter. I actually heard this as a postlude last Saturday while attending the anticipated Mass for the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Joe Gamma, who's a friend of a friend of mine, belted out this groovy tune on the Rogers/Kilgan combination digital/pipe organ at St. Joseph's Church in Providence, Rhode Island. The only other organist I've ever heard play the Toccata in 7 by Rutter is none other than my blogging partner at Crystal's Finch at the Blog, Jason Pennington. Jason, if you're listening, is your file of this still kicking around? Yeah, this piece was on his parish's website. That is, until he suffered in last January the same fate that I suffered last November and the same fate that my good friend Rule suffered just last May. Yep, it's called the sacking. Anywho, Joel Abrahamson comes courtesy of The Classic Cat, www.theclassiccat.net. And I will also leave a link to the download site for Joel's music in today's show notes. I have in my left hand today's Christos Vinted Anywhere Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Brought to you by Papa Ben's Organically Developed Novus Ordo 2.0. All the reforms you love, but without the unpleasant aftertaste. Some of you may have gotten to see the Seamus O'Reilly show a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't yet, you owe it to yourself to check out our wacky little schlep. It's in our feed. You can click on it at christosvintage.com, and you can also watch it on YouTube and on pyro.tv. Truthfully, I think he got a pretty dang good show out there for his first attempt. Right now, he's over at McShay's doing what he does best, tying one on. Anywho, from our home office in Sparkle City, Rhode Island. Yeah, you Sparkle City people know who you are. The top 10 things Seamus should have added to his debut video. Here we go. Number 10, drinking scenes. That's a gimme right there. Number 9, barroom brawls. Number 8, better cameraman. Number 7, his driver's license photo instead of that police mug that he keeps flashing. Whoa. Seamus has a license? Okay, everybody off the sidewalk. Number 6, Seamus in a demolition derby on the freeway. Number 5, Seamus singing. Who the hell typed that one in there? Somebody trying to kill the poor guy's ratings or something? Number 4, toga parties a la Animal House. Number 3, an interview with yours truly, Briannis Mikaelis Pagina. Come to think of it, that might kill the ratings too. Number 2, liturgical dancers. And the number 1 thing that Seamus should have added to his debut video, someone to pull the plug. Christos Vinted.
Don't do this at church.
Good morning and welcome to Mass. My name is Ned Carter. Today's music for Mass is going to be provided by the Bedrock County Bluegrass Band.
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Christos Vinted Anywhere Interactive Corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. We've been falling short on Podcast Alley votes as of late, getting about 2 to 3 a month. With just a little help from you, we can get back to our old counts of 6 to 8 votes a month, or even more. There's also the Christos Vinted Anywhere official message forums, where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Christos Vinted Anywhere and Christos Vinted TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Christos Vinted Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.tv, where you can watch video episodes of Christos Vinted TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vinted the Blog is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vinted Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well. Also, I want to thank you for your help in getting our Podcast Alley vote count up. We're at 5 votes so far this month. That is up 3 from last month and up 2 from the month before. Keep up the great work. Thank you, thank you. Finally, I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vinted Anywhere or Christos Vinted TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Krakuska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vinted Anywhere. Christos Vinted Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vinted Network.
This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.